The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello and welcome to our morning meditation. And I want to start by saying that one of the ways of appreciating Buddhist teaching is that they are oriented around the idea that the teachings, the practices we do, should be appropriate for the state of mind we're in. That our state of mind, our inner life, changes over time. And that the change is not random. There's a lot of conditions that affect it. And one of them is the practice itself. And classically, the practice is understood to be a journey. There's a path model. And so as we practice on the path, on different parts of the path, different practices are appropriate, different approaches, different ways of being, and also different understandings come along, different understandings of what's happening happen. So when we have Buddhist teachings, sometimes they're pointing or being spoken from a particular state of mind orientation, whereas the audience might not be there yet. And so there's a little bit of a mismatch there. But one of the key aspects of the path that we are on and how we change over time is that wherever you are now is the right place for you. It's the perfect place. Even though there is a path that goes from A to B, the fastest way to B is to be fully at A. And so that fully at where you're at is supported by contentment. Of course, there's things to be discontented about in life and about ourselves even. But when we sit down to meditate, it's invaluable to find yourself content with where you are right now for the purposes of practice. And to put aside other purposes, other needs, other possibilities, other goals, and find a way to be simple, at ease, and content with the state of mind you have in a certain way, content that this is the state of mind to practice with. This is the conditions to practice with. So to be content is considered to be one of the great and important stepping stones in practice, and content to practice with how you are right now. Content to be fully here with how we are right now. So to assume a meditation posture and to feel that posture from the inside out. Maybe making small adjustments to make it more comfortable and also so that there's a little bit more vitality. The lived life of the body sometimes can get highlighted through a deliberate posture that helps you be more present. And of course, our bodies are difficult and with illnesses and injuries and aging and all kinds of things. And so it might be a tall order to be content with your body as it is. But it is possible for a few minutes to take it as a given how your body is, and be content not with the body, but be content that this is the temple. This, your body is the meditation hall, and this is the one you have. Gently closing your eyes. And in a way that is welcoming, receptive, appreciative, take a few deeper, fuller breaths. Breathing in fully, content to be bringing oxygen into your body. Then relaxing as you exhale, releasing. Letting the breathing return to normal. And as you breathe in, to feel the tensions of your body. And as you breathe out, to both relax the body, but also see if there can be a contentment that this is what you're practicing with now. Given everything, this is what you're given. Content to practice with it. Breathing in and feeling any tension, pressure in the mind. Exhaling, softening, relaxing the mind. Being content with being able to practice. And not worrying about how successful you are. Just engaging in breathing, feeling, relaxing. And then from your mind, maybe dropping your attention more deeply into your body, settling it like settling into a pool of water. Settling down to the grounding spot from which breathing begins and ends. Being content to practice the way you are, to be fully at ease. Not needing things to be different. At the same time, not neglecting being mindful, aware of how things are. A contentment that's conducive to an inner stillness, maybe an inner silence. centering yourself here in this body, breathing. Centering yourself in a particular form of contentment. The contentment of simply practicing with what is here and now. Finding an inner stillness and silence of here and now that puts you into the present moment more and more fully until you find yourself in the river of now, the changing river. Of the present moment. The more we're in the present, the more things are shifting and changing. Shifting and changing around the inner stillness. the closer you can be to the present moment, where the stillness and silence of quiet awareness, the more the shifting, changing sensations, feelings, thoughts, as they shift and change and oscillate in the present moment, the more easy it might be to avoid saying that they are yourself, they are yours, that you can find within the changing, shifting sensations, experiences, that you can find the self there. No self found, just shifting, changing phenomena, here and now, and resting with that. Content. Can you find a way to be content? To be practicing with whatever is given to you here and now. So you're fully in the present with how it's unfolding in the present. And so you can see how you get involved in thoughts and ideas of me, myself, and mine. that pull you out of the present moment, take you away from being in the flow of the present, shifting, changing nature of now, here. And as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps appreciating or understanding how much preoccupation with self takes us out of the present, takes us out of being centered in a deep, embodied way with here and now. Concerns with me, myself, and mine can create a veil of selfing between us and our direct experience. And perhaps to imagine or see or know what a relief it can be to simply be present, content, at ease with what is, without the ruminations and preoccupations of me, myself, and mine. You might find yourself even more fully alive, more fully content and happy just to be here. And without that veil, without that preoccupation, maybe we can offer a better presence, better listening, better caring for the people we're with. May it be that this practice of ours, may it be that our insight into not-self helps us to be more present, caring, and friendly to all that we encounter. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may the lessening of our self-preoccupation support us to help this world. Thank you.